Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the ninth and final parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Aleph and Parak Tes Mishnah Beis. As you begin discussing the final type of Kilayim, Kilei Begadim, mixtures of materials when it comes to clothing, what we often refer to as shatnez. Says the Mishnah, Ein aser mishim kilayim ela tzemer u fishtim. You're not allowed, the iser of kilayim only applies to mixtures of wool and linen. Those are the only two materials that are not allowed to be worn and mixed together in one article of clothing. Why is that? So the Bartanur quotes from Parshas Ki Tzitzis, the Torah tells us, Lo silbash shatnez, the prohibition, you're not allowed to wear shatnez. And then the Pasuk says, Tzemer ufishtim, wool and linen. And as the Bartanura points out, we have a special rule, a halacha l'moshe misinai, a rule from Har Sinai, that when you have a klal, that when you have a general statement that is followed by a prat, that is followed by a specific statement, then the specific statement is the limit, the rule. So in this case, we have lo silba shanes, that you can't wear shanes, and then that's a general statement. And then it's followed by tzemer ufishtim, the two specific materials that cannot be worn together. So that's what our Mishnah tells us, based on the psukim in Parshas Ki Tzitze, that the iser of kilei begadim, the iser of shanes, only applies to wool and linen, wearing wool and linen together. Continues our mission. Now that we're discussing wool and linen, we're going to discuss two other areas of halacha where clothing with wool and linen are unique. Says the Mishnah, "Ve'eino mitame binegam elatem rufishtim." And also, when it comes to tsaras, we know that tsaras can affect a person's physical body. It can affect a person's home, and it can also affect a person's clothing. So the Mishnah says that a person's clothing can only become tame with tsaras when it is an article of clothing that is made of either wool or linen. Continues the Mishnah, Ein ha-kohanim lovshin l'shamesh b'beis ha-mikdash ela tzemer ufishtim. And says the Mishnah, the kohanim were only allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash with clothing that was wool and or linen. Most of their clothing was made of linen. However, the avnet, the special belt worn by the kohen, was actually a combination of wool and linen. How's that allowed? Shatnez. So this is one of the sources for a concept called Asay Do Chalosa. I said that there are some times when there's an Asay, there's a positive commandment in the Torah, and that positive commandment overrides, overrules a lo sase, a prohibition in the Torah. This is one of those examples. There's a mitzvah ase, a positive commandment for Kohanim to wear the big day kahuna. One of the begadim, one of the clothing is shatnez. Okay? This is an example of ase lo dochalosase, the ase, the positive commandment of wearing the big day kahuna. And these specific big day kahuna, as outlined in Parshas Tetzaveh, overrule the lo sase, overall the prohibition of shatnez in this specific situation. So those are the three examples where wool and linen are unique as it pertains to clothing. Now we're going to continue going back to our discussion of shatnez, of kilei begadim, of mixtures when it comes to clothing. Says the Mishnah, tzemer gemalim v'tzemer rechelim shetrafan zebazeh. If you have, let's say, hair of a camel, and you have tzemer rechelim, and you have wool of a sheep, shetarfan zebazeh, they're sort of blended together. So the question is, can you mix this mixture with linen? We sort of have wool, but we also truly mix with the hair of a camel, and it's really one entity. So can that be mixed with linen, or is that shani? Says the Mishnah, imarov minhagimalim mutter. If most of this consistency, if most of this product is really the animal, the hair of the camel, then mutter, then it's, we call batel barov, it becomes nullified, it becomes non-existent in the majority. The majority is the animal hair, and therefore you're allowed to mix it and allow it to be present in the same article of clothing as linen, because really we consider it to be the camel hair mixing with linen. However, says the Mishnah, ve'imrov min harachelim aser, but if the majority of this particular material is really the sheep, is really the wool, then aser, then it would not be allowed. It would be considered like a kilayim, mixing wool and linen together, which is shatnez, which is not allowed. Continues the Mishnah, mechtza le mechtza, let's say it's 50-50. It's 50% camel hair, 50% wool, the wool of the sheep, says the Mishnah. There too, usher, that's kilayim, that's prohibited to mix that, to sew that alongside the linen. Says the Mishnah, the opposite situation. V'chein ha-pishton v'ha-kanbos. Let's say you have linen, and that's being sort of mixed together, blended together with kanbos, which is a hemp, which is also a different type of material. Shatarfon zebazet. They're also blended together. So what's the halacha there? So the Mishnah is v'chein, the same halacha that we just said when it came to the camel hair and the wool applies here as well, that if it's mostly hemp, then you can mix it with wool. If it's mostly linen or half and half, then you would not be allowed to mix it with wool. Okay, now we're going to continue and move on to Perek Tes Mishnah Beis as we discuss some of the midirabanan aspects, the questions on a dirabanan level. Now that we established what kilayim is, what kilei begadim are, what shatnez is, now we're going to discuss on a dirabanan level what might or might not be considered kilayim. Says the Mishnah, hashirayim v'hakalach ein behem mishum kilayim. When it comes to silk and kalach, which is like wool, there's no iser of kilayim whatsoever. These are not the same, even though they might look similar, they might act similar and feel similar to wool and linen. There's no iser of kilayim. Aval on a daraisa level, aval asurim mipnei marisayin. However, they are still asur on a midrabanan level because of what we've been referring to as marisayin, because when you have those two materials together, they look like wool and linen, therefore there were concern that people are going to think, oh my gosh, I can really have clothing with wool and linen together. So that's a problem on a midrabanan level, but not on a midaraisa level. Continues the Mishnah, hakarim v'haksosos ein bahem mishum kilayim. When it comes to mats or pillows, says the Mishnah, there's no iser of kilayim. You can have woolen linen pillows, woolen linen mats, your sheets, that could be made of woolen linen, not a problem. It's only clothing. But says the Mishnah, uvilvat shelo yihyeh bisaro nogeya bahem. That's provided that your actual physical body doesn't touch them. We're concerned, as the Bar Tanura points out, that if it's something that your physical flesh is going to touch, we're nervous that maybe a thread's going to get loose, a thread of this woolen linen is going to get loose, and then it's going to wrap around your body, which you're not allowed to have. You can't have a thread of woolen linen together, or a few threads of woolen linen together wrapping around your body. So if it's a pillow that you, for whatever reason, don't actually touch to your head in a physical way, in a direct way, then that would be fine, but it's certainly anything that would touch your physical bust or your physical flesh, you would not be allowed to do. The question some of them mafarshim deal with is, let's say, a carpet. Can you have a carpet in your home that is a mixture of wool and linen together? And why would that be a problem? Because maybe a lot of time people walk around in their home barefoot, and if they're walking around barefoot, maybe their foot's going to get tangled, going to be wrapped around by a thread or by a few threads of this woolen linen of the shatnez carpet. That's a question some of the mefarshim deal with. But again, the principle is that you're allowed to benefit from anything that's woolen linen. You just can't have it touch your body in a way that might allow your body to be benefiting and to be comforted by this woolen linen garment. Continues the Mishnah, ein arai lekilai. Another halacha about kilayim, there's nothing casual or temporary about kilayim. You can't say, you know what, I'm just going to try it on, I'm just going to see how it fits. No. Any clothing that has a kilei begadim, that has wool and linen together, you're not allowed to even use it temporarily or casually. And based on this part of the Mishnah, there's another question about how you can go into a suit store and try on a suit without first having it tested for shatnez. When you get a suit, you want to get it tested for shatnez always to make sure that there isn't a woolen linen in it, because you don't want to violate the prohibition in Parshas Ki Seitzei of lo silba shatnez. However, the question is, how can you even try it on to begin with? Because that is also, as our Mishnah says, ein arai lekilayim. You're not allowed to even try anything on that might have kilayim in it. Okay, that's another discussion in the commentaries. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'lo yilbash kilayim afilu al gabei asar. You can't even wear a kilayim on top of 10 articles of clothing. You have a million articles of clothing on, and just the top thing that you're wearing happens to be kilayim. You can't do that, says our Mishnah. Afilu lignov es hamechas. Even if you're just doing it to evade taxes, to avoid paying tax. In the olden days, people who were told that they would be taxed on clothing that they were selling, that they were holding. But anything that they were physically wearing, they were not taxed on. So they would wear a million garments, a million articles of clothing, because they didn't want to be taxed on it. But says our Mishnah, you're not allowed to wear it, even though you don't really want to benefit from, you don't really want to wear, you're only doing it to avoid the taxes, or for whatever other purpose you might be wearing it, you're still not allowed to do that. Now, it's interesting, and we're not going to really go into that to it right now, but this is actually a contradiction. This is against Mishnah Hay of our very parak, where the Mishnah is going to say that really under many circumstances you would be allowed to wear various articles of clothing because the intention isn't there, where you just want you have no intention of really benefiting. You're a seller and so on and so forth. And perhaps we'll deal with this question in Mishnah Hay. But at least from our, for now, the Mishnah, you're not allowed to just wear clothing even if your intention isn't to wear it as clothing. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph taught us the principle that wool and linen are the only two materials that apply when it comes to kilayim. We also learned that when it comes to big day, bigadim and saras, that only wool and linen, bigadim, clothing, can get saras on them. And we also learned that the Kohanim would only wear clothing in the Beis HaMikdash with wool and linen, and in the case of the Avnet, wool and linen. And then we discussed various cases where you have a wool or linen that are sort of entangled with a different type of material. And we said that as long as it's majority of that other material, then you're allowed to sew it alongside the other, whether it's wool and linen and so on and so forth. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Beis discussed number one, that on a Minder Rabbanon level, because of Maris Ayin, because we're concerned that it looks like Hilayim, it looks like Shatnez, you can't have a silk and Kaloch together because again, it looks like wool and linen. It's a case of Maris Ayin. And then we said that when it comes to anything, any sort of mats or pillows or comforters and so on, there's no sort of kilayim provided that those items don't actually touch your body, because again, on a Midrash Rabbanon level, we're concerned that the kilayim, the wool and the linen strands and threads, will ultimately wrap around your body. And then we said in a Raila kilayim that there's no trying it on, seeing how it feels. No, once it's kilayim, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to wear it. And then we finish off by saying that even if you have 10, 12, or however many articles of clothing on, you can't wear kilayim at all. Have a great day.